Blog Talk Radio.
Need help?
Have questions?
Want to laugh? Then kick back and check out Ask Me Love Vice, hosted by Lacey Facey and co-hosted by me, Dakota. And this is Dakota's Taking Over episode. Get over it, people. I have Dakota fan questions in on this. Yeah, that too.
This is him telling you guys that he loves you, and he messed up a little bit last week. But we all have days where we know.
Well, in my defense, though, I ended up having to go to the ER and a few other things because I was having health issues.
He really did. He was super sick. He wasn't feeling well. So,
my blood pressure was bad, but everything is good now. I'm on some medication for it. I am on I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Lorazepam. Lorazepam, or something like that. Yeah. I'm on those now. They seem to be helping.
Good.
I'm old. It's official. Once you hit your 30s, you get to be fucking old. And I am old now. But with that being said, this is the Dakota has taken over this episode. No, we figured that we would have a little fun this week, guys. We're going to have a little fun this week. I have fan questions, but I asked the fans of some of our other shows to give me some of their questions, and I got a few good ones. I got five really good ones, and then I got five, you know, just like everyday questions. So I figure we'll start with the five everydayer questions. First off, what got you into podcasting?
Me or you?
I'm interviewing you on this one, girl. So what got you?
What got you into podcasting? Okay, you got me into podcasting. I think. let's see. We were friends outside of, you know, we worked and we were friends outside of work. And I used to listen to the shows a lot, and you had me do some research from behind the scenes a few times, and then one of your co-hosts couldn't come on the show, and you got Shane to come on, and then you asked me how it went the next show, and so you tried to get Shane to come back, but Shane couldn't that episode, so you had me come on, and then the very next one, it was me, you, and Shane, and then it was me, you, and Shane for a while for the
degenerate duo
show. Episode. Yep, yeah. I was your HR person, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much
what
human resources and
say on air. Yeah.
But I said it anyways.
But he did, yeah, and we took care of it later. Yes.
Unedited. That's what I love about our show too, guys. We can always do this ahead of time and then go in and edit it, and we're not live. I like being live because if you fuck up, you fuck up because it's part of life. Everybody fucks up at shit. Why do you think I just go with the flow
really
of the fuck-ups? I'm just like, oh, rewind, whatever.
Yeah. That's the best part about, like, having the Ask Me Levi show, because usually a lot of our other shows are just goofy and stuff like that. We can be serious and we can have fun on this show, but at the same time, this show allows you to realize that everybody is human. And, you know, like you said, we make mistakes and we have word issues where we say all the time because we can't think about what we're saying because there's nothing in front of us telling us what to say.
Have you been listening to the Dakota shows then? Because I call myself out on those when I used to do them.
Yeah,
I'd be saying and I'll be like, I went to college for this. I went to college to learn not to say
And, like, the funniest thing is Dakota actually makes out, like, how he is going to do his shows, like, pinpoint. But he still has, he's human. Like, you know, he has his moments. So, you know, we have fun with it.
Is it because I have my moments and I just messed up? Or is it because I can't read my own handwriting sometimes? The world may never know.
Both. Combination of both. Because if you've ever seen anything that he's written, it is chicken scratch, okay? So.
Next question.
Your
favorite episode. It doesn't have to be just from Ask Me Advice. It can be from any other shows because you've been on pretty much all of them at one point.
Oh gosh, I guess it's a tie. Like, it's a tie between...
My favorite episode, and there's a reason why it's my favorite episode, is the one with Sherry hanging up.
Oh, yeah? Well, mine, I have a tie between two. Like, one was where we talked about the jelly taco. Like, if we ever can go back...
God, I forgot that episode.
there was about a story about, like, where I was a case manager, and it's one of my stories with one of my kids or whatever, and it was an educational moment. But anyways, like, if you ever see a shirt of ours that we ever produce where it has out, like, with a jelly taco on it, it's for that episode because it's the greatest thing.
And people, and a jelly taco is what you think it is. So,
it really
throw
is
that
legit.
There.
But legit.
It's legitly what you think a jelly taco would be.
It was a teenager. They watched a YouTube video. They told them that if they used jelly preserves, it would help them from getting pregnant and stuff like that. And they continued to get yeast infections until we figured out what was going on, and they were literally putting jelly in their private areas. And apparently
it's because they use strawberry and not blackberry. That's what it is.
Oh, shut up. It was jelly. Do not stick food in there. Anyways. Of any kind. And then my other episode, I think, that was my favorite, was Granny Porn, and it was completely, it was an episode where it was just a typo.
God, I forgot about that.
Like, the way that the words went together, it wasn't meant to be, and then we went off on this long tangent.
Why is our two favorite episodes, why is your two favorite episodes, I think, involve Shane saying two random fucking words?
No, well, the jelly taco thing was me, but he was on the episode, but... The other one...
I'm pretty sure he did the granny porn thing. I think that was him.
Oh, yeah, it was him. It was definitely him. That was also, like, the episode after the butt poppers, which is one of my other favorite ones. I think those are my favorite ones just because we laughed the most, probably.
I agree. In any of the first few episodes we did, me and Shane did as a degenerate duo, I do have to agree those are fun as shit because it was, like...
We were just throwing things out there,
seeing if they would stick.
And literally... But literally, we take quotes from all of those shows, those three literally random shows, throughout every other show that we have. So it always goes back to one of those. Like, somewhere in each show, we have, like, a quote from those. So, like, I guess that's why those are my favorite ones, because they have the most memories in them. And also, they were the longest shows we had. Like, one of them went on for, like, an hour and a half.
I've literally done every episode, so like my favorite episodes, I'm trying to think, and like I got a bunch of like great moments of each episode, you know, stuff like that, but
right,
I don't know if I have
just
like a favorite episode. I would have to like go back. I mean, like I said, some of the earlier stuff, if you go back and listen to them, they're funny as shit. Not because I was funny. I mean, don't get me wrong, I said funny things, but like it was funny because like it was so just like sucky that like you look back at it now and you're like I'm talking about my first episodes with like me, Sherry, and when we first started doing Roasting the World before it was like a brand, when it was just a show.
Yeah.
And my first few episodes, I'm like silent, she talks for a minute, more silence, I tell a joke, it didn't land, that's like the first like 30 episodes.
But after that, you know, we just roll with the punches now, like, you know.
Hey, we've built a great audience, guys. Like, we have listeners all over the world. That's one thing I do love about
these
shows.
If it wasn't for you guys, I'm telling you, yeah. If it wasn't for you guys.
Right, but it's bringing laughter and, you know, advice and just...
Laughter is the best medicine, people. Like,
right, but it's just everything that we do, like, we try to, like, when I write stuff for this show, I try to make the jokes, like, for this show, like, for this audience, and then not for the stash, I write the jokes for that on it, you know, stuff like that. But what I like about that is, though, like, we bring our listeners, like, we get some crossover listeners, too, you know? So that's what I like, is, like, we got listeners all over the world that listen to all of our shows, and they get, you know, they get that Monday advice, and then they get that midweek laughter with the stash, and then they get that end-of-the-week BS with us, you know, just bullshitting around and stuff. And, I dig it. Hey, look at us, being all grown up and whatnot.
I know. Everybody grab
a tissue.
Oh,
here's a good
question.
Yeah. Worst, okay, the next two questions go together. Your worst guest and your favorite guest. You haven't really had too many guests,
so
I don't think, have you?
I haven't, so I guess I can say, like, my best ones, which I love all of mine. But I think the funnest ones for Ask Me Levi's where I had guests on it would have to be my brother and my nephew because they took over the show. Like, it was the funniest thing.
Those were
funny.
Life.
And those are
those
my
were
day
pretty
day
good.
Life.
I give
like,
you that.
Y'all got to witness, like, what I do every day. Like, that's what I have to do with every day. I don't just do, like, advice and just help in the profession that I'm in. Like, they come to my house, and that's the way they are at my house, too. So, you know.
Well, technically, you know, your brother was never a guest. He's a co-star because he was there.
Yeah.
And we invited him back on more than,
you
know.
Nathan,
I guess, was more of a guest. Yeah, he was more of a guest, but your Ryan was more of like a – started off as a background character and then he like moved his way into the
which I think I totally have sold him on. I think I totally have sold him on Irish Twin Power Hour, by the way.
Yes.
For a segment.
Yes.
Yeah, he's down for that because he is my Irish Twin.
If he comes aboard now, if he jumps aboard now, he gets a free T-shirt.
And he's above
Yoder already, so.
I'm looking at
Yoder will be our intern for life. Derek Yoder will be our intern for life.
We got these shirts made. Yeah, for Christmas we got these shirts made for all of our people in the whole show. And, like, it's so funny because you got all these big shirts, right? You got all of our shirts, you know, and then you got this tiny shirt that says intern on it, and that will be Yoder's.
Well, Yoder's a tiny, tiny person, so it's okay.
I got him the smallest I could find. Like,
if anybody ever, if people that know Yoder knows when I'm saying this stuff, like, he goes with the punches, so he would say this shit jokingly, too, so. Plus, I've known the motherfucker since, like, middle school, so we're all right. As much as I picked on him, I've had his back even more, so just put it that way. He was one of those kids, like, he was my friend. I joked with him, but if anybody else fucked with him, they had to fuck with me, too, type of shit, so.
Get ready for two people, not one. Anyways.
Oh, and then if anybody fucked with me, there was, like, a whole crew of people, so I wasn't worried.
And that's when Yoder's, like, in the front because he knows there's everybody else is behind him. He's like, yeah!
Oh, yeah. I've seen him in that situation before where we've been out partying and he's had a little liquid courage in him. And he's like, oh, I got blah, 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 blah. Because he knew, like, 30 of us was there and he knew we had his back. But, you know, whatever. Let's see. My worst guess would have to be I don't think I ever had just, like, a worst guest. All my guests are always been nice and cool and shit, and everybody's been cool with me. My favorite guests, I got a few favorite ones. I've had a few of my friends come on, of course, stuff like that. But I want to say, okay, one of my favorite guests, and I had them on my show after this, like, when I was doing my shows myself, I had them come back on. But I first met them when I was doing Roasting the World with Sherry. And their names are Sandra and Russ, and they're ghost hunters. And they are freaking awesome. I love them. I still talk to them on Facebook to this day. I think I've had them on with you before. But they are freaking awesome. And if anybody knows their stuff, go check out their stuff, man. They're paranormal investigations, I think is what it's called. But they are
I can't wait to have them on an episode.
Russ was having a little bit of health issues the last year or so. He was having heart issues and stuff. And I've been trying to give them time to, you know, recover and get everything back together before I ask them to come back on. But I do need to get them back on this year coming up.
Yeah, I would just love to listen to a show with you and them and Logan. That would be the funny. That would be the coolest thing ever.
He reminds me, I feel like that's the way he is, that's how I'm going to be when I get his age.
Yeah.
You know, minus maybe the ghost hunting. But and the cool thing is, though, they always told me if, when they come down this way, they're going to let me know and they're going to take me ghost hunting with them. And I was like, well, hell yeah. And that sounds badass.
I'll be, I would love to go on stuff like that, too. Like,
well, see, I want to,
awesome.
If they ever come down this, I know, right? Like, if they ever come down this way and we do it, I want to do maybe try to do a live podcast as we're doing it or something, you know, if
yes.
it doesn't, like, interfere with anything. Because,
yeah.
like, Sandra,
totally
she can, because what it is with her, she had a near-death experience as a kid, and now she can,
yeah.
like, see things and stuff like that. And, it's, like, she's real cool. Like, they're both two real cool people. I recommend checking them out. They're on my Facebook pages. But, yeah, that's probably my favorite guest, and I don't mean that towards any of my other guests. You guys are all awesome, too. But you guys don't see ghosts and stuff.
Moving on.
All right, and see, the last just random question I got for you is, if you can go back, which time period would you go back to?
Oh, that's a hard question. One,
I picked the
and
West.
Dakota can tell you, I mean, like, people can tell you I'm a very old soul. I am, like,
so what are you
I
saying?
Love history, I love talking about I don't know, like, I would love to go back to certain moments back in time, not the actual whole time period, like, I don't know. Like, I would love to be, like, back in the Three Musketeer days or I'm odd. Like, I would love to be back to be able to see, like, how life was, like, in the Civil War at home. Like,
right.
Stuff like that. But also, I'm somebody who's very, just thinking about the past of my life. Like, I would want to go back, like, for moments, like, to spend more time with my dad or who passed away when I was 18 or to go back into like the 80s or the 90s or even, you know, stuff as close as that because time has changed so much in just so little amount of time. But there's so many time periods that I would like to visit. Gosh, I don't know, like the 20s, that would be fascinating where, like, women were starting to really get a voice, you know, during the 20s and very rebellious times. And it'd just be humorous to me to watch women walk around without, you know, in the 60s and stuff without bras. And, you know, like, I would love to be a fly on the wall during all that time. I wouldn't want to be there for all the hardships and stuff like that because I wouldn't want to have to, you know, I know
right.
what they had to go
so
through.
So pretty
fun,
much what you're saying,
you know,
is,
but
like,
fun moments.
Like, pretty much what you're saying is there's not a certain period you would go back to, but there's certain
no,
spots
I would
and
jump
periods
time
you would
everywhere.
Go back to.
Yeah, like, I wish I had a time machine, like, you know, and be, like,
that,
going back. Like,
I get what you're saying, because that would be cool to go check out certain things, but if I had to choose a period to go back to, I think I would, like, the Wild West. I don't know, because
yeah,
I just
that,
grew up out in,
probably,
you know, Arizona
enjoy,
in the desert, and I feel like
I would
fit in more
that.
Comfortably at that time period.
I could probably kick you wood without your skinny jeans, but.
Yeah, I can rock a cowboy hat. Y'all just don't know.
Yeah, you can. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be fine.
Well, since I before I get to the advice questions, since I have no ads for this week, we're gonna go ahead and use our shows for the ads, guys. Yeah, Dakota thought of that right now. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
So tune in Wednesday, everybody, for. The Stash, hosted by Danny Tokes and Tommy Bongs, two of the funniest stoners ever, and every now and then
hey,
Johnny Buzz is on there, whatever.
There you go. That's what I'm going to say. What's that other dude's name?
And then tune in Friday, guys, for are we doing a show Friday? I don't even know if we're doing a show. We might do a show Friday. Who knows?
We
tune
may
in anyways.
Do a show.
You tune in anyways to King's Court. I might be there. She might be there. Somebody might be there. We don't know.
If anybody's there, I'll be there, you know. He has to be there because
yeah.
he runs the switchboard. So.
Oh, that is true. Well, if I'm not there, nobody else is.
Yeah, okay.
And those are our ads of the week.
We also are working on our show where we're going to be investigating some stuff. That's coming in the new year, by the way.
Yeah, that's going to be right after the first of the year.
The
that's going to be awesome.
Yep, that's a no, but we'll work on that. So,
Dakota and Friends is what I'm. That's my vote. It's kind of like Scooby Doo and Friends, but you know,
Dakota
and Friends.
Yeah,
Dakota and Friends.
There's Dakota.
RTW presents.
Anyway.
Roasting the World presents Dakota and Friends.
Yep.
But all joking aside, these are five advice questions I have for you. And
awesome.
We kind of covered a few before, but it ain't gonna hurt to cover them again on a few things. All right, question number one is: my son might be gay. What should I say or do to help him feel comfortable coming out?
One, the statement you saying my son may be gay. The first thing you can do with helping him is actually talking to him and making it comfortable to talk about their orientation with you. Just building that rapport in general so that they can come to you and talk to you is wonderful. So, you know, maybe having a conversation where you talk about their interest, what are they interested in, and just going from there and building that rapport. And then if they do come out and tell you that they are, you know, being supportive, even being supportive before, you know, telling them like, you know, it, making statements throughout your everyday life that it doesn't bother you if they are, you know, would be wonderful.
I don't think it bothers the person,
because
I know the person that sent this in. I don't think it bothers them, nothing like that.
Yeah,
I think he's just trying to figure out a way to, you know, like, he wants to support him.
That's what I'm saying, like, making sure that your child knows that it doesn't bother you, because in the world that we're in right now, it's so taboo and quiet, which is a lot louder and in your out there now. But I mean, like, in certain areas, kids are afraid to come out and tell anybody. So just making it known that you're okay with if they, that you're okay if they are, you know, just letting them know that you're okay if they are. And then when they do come out to you, like, ask questions, get involved, like, ask them what they like, what they don't like, you know, what their preferences are, you know, just getting to know them, getting to know your kids, you know. That's the best advice I can give you, because it can go either way, you know. But just being supportive and being there for them is going to be the greatest thing. And letting them know before they do come out.
That's my friend Jake. You hearing this, man? She's giving you some advice here. I wrote him to tell him to listen to the show tonight.
Yeah, just letting them know that you're there for them no matter what is the most important thing, because they feel like they're by themselves. So that will be the best advice that I can give you.
All right. Well, our next question is, I have a porn addiction. My wife said she's going to leave me if I don't get help.
Okay. So... So I'm gonna go.
I think
they're
trying to say that they want your advice on how to get help. I'm guessing.
On how to get help. Okay. Well, it's fairly normal in the world that we live in right now to have addictions like that, because they've sexualized everything. Actually, it's pretty normal to find counseling where you can go and talk to people about your addictions, such as pornography. It's actually more common for people to go to therapy for addictions like that than it is for marriage counseling, ironically. But, I mean, seriously, there's more therapists out there that can assist with that, or more common. If the question is you ask, because it's so hard to give advice on this one, if it's for you, like, on how to fix your marriage, like that's how your advice is, like how to go about this to keep your marriage going, talk about going to marriage counseling with them, showing the initiative that you want to work on this, that you believe that it's a problem, like showing your loved one that you know that it's an addiction and it's a problem, instead of saying that it's not a problem and it's not, you know, showing them that you're taking responsibility for that will be amazing. It will help out a lot. It just depends on how long and this addiction has been and how hurt your loved one is. Like, it would just depend on that kind of situation too, because I don't know, like, specifics, so I can't really be specific. But I guess that's where you could start, you know?
All right, well, we got time for one more question.
You can actually Google therapy, like therapists in your area, local therapists like on LinkedIn or stuff like that, and find ones for specific addictions as well. So I'll do that out there.
Okay. Well, we might set up or we might post a link or a number or something maybe for the dude to. But we got time for one more question, and let's see here. I don't want to be like, I want to pick the better question out of these three, because they're all three really good ones. What do you want to give advice on this? I'm going to let you pick. I got somebody whose grandma passed away, and they want advice, or somebody that might be bipolar, or somebody that has a crush on the dude next door.
Oh, God. Those are all,
they're all three good ones. They're good.
We'll
save the other two for next week's show.
Close your eyes, put your finger at one of them, and close your eyes, put your finger at one of them, and tell me which one you pick.
All right, I'm going to do this. 3, 4, or 5?
4.
Okay. This is going to be our last question for the night, guys, and the other two guys, or for the other two, we'll do live next week.
We'll move.
And
So
that way your questions will still be answered and stuff like that. All right, this is I might be bipolar. I'm easily made mad for no reason and happy the next moment. Mood changes, and if I am I crazy?
First off, talking about mental illness, you need to throw away the idea of anything being crazy, because if you're not crazy, it's a chemical imbalance in your body. And the moment that you normalize that, you know, people have imbalances in their body, just like vitamins, you know, the better it is when you look at if this is bipolar, if it's chronic depression, or if it's chronic whatever it may be. So first, you got to change your mindset and start looking at it at a different angle. Because if you don't, you're going to think that you're crazy no matter what. If you're bipolar, I know bipolar is where you have your manic moments. You got your manic depression, and you're angry, you're happy, you're sad. You know, you're all over, and you're stuck in those moments for an amount of time, and you can switch at any moment, too.
Yep.
But, you know, the best advice I can give you is to actually go to a counselor so that they can talk to you and that they can decide a diagnosis for you. Because like I said, when I was trying to explain that, it could be multiple things. It could be bipolar. It could be a form of bipolar, which is like chronic depression or mania, or, you know, it could be a piece of either or. But the great thing is that you've noticed that there's something going on with you. Like you notice and you're asking for help. A lot of times with bipolar, it's hard for someone to ask for help after they have been this way for so long. Because once you're an adult and you start taking medications, you feel differently. When you start younger and you take them throughout your life growing up, it's almost like a vitamin. Like I said, you don't feel different because you're used to it. But you're so used to your normal being feeling like you're crazy, which, like I said, once you change your mindset and you realize that it's not you being crazy, that it's just a chemical imbalance. But you spent your time feeling that way as being normal. It's going to feel odd if you go on medication and you're doing better, but it's going to feel like you're different, like you're not yourself. So the best advice I can give you is to give it time and not just do just medication. You need to do therapy and medication if that's the case, if that's what's going on. And to give it time, because nothing about that is changing you as much as it's just balancing you out. It's allowing you to get to know yourself better, because for a long time you haven't been able to get to know yourself because you've been stuck in these moments. You haven't had that time. You can't, by being on medication, it's not saying that you have to change yourself. It's allowing yourself to get to know yourself better. So take time. And like I said, just change your outlook, because if you go into this thinking no matter what you're crazy, that's how you're going to see yourself. You won't give yourself a chance. And you're not crazy. We love you, by the way.
All right, guys. Well, that's all the advice we have for this week. I told you this was a Dakota episode. I took it over. I think I did okay.
You did well.
I do want to shout out to our co-host, Logan. Tonight is his anniversary, and him and his wife's anniversary. And I think they're going on 4 or 5 years now, something like that. So I'm proud of them. And
Happy anniversary.
We didn't get you a cake or nothing, but whatever, bro.
Too close to Christmas, my friend.
We told our intern to get you a cake. I don't know what Yoder did with it.
It's that Sonic in Yuma.
It's a cake made out of cheese sticks. Oh, God. With that being said, everybody, remember, the most important thing to take away from this week's episode is always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Couldn't say it any better myself. Bye, everyone. Everybody have a great night.